We present I'm Sorry I Haven't a Clue, the antidote to panel games. At the piano is Colin Sell, and your chairman is Jack D.
Hello and welcome to I'm Sorry I Haven't a Clue. You join us on a second visit to the town of Shrewsbury in the fine county of Shropshire. Shrewsbury School was founded in 1552 and for centuries concentrated on the classics, but yeah, who needs Latin, hey? The town first became famous with the Battle of Shrewsbury in 1403 when King Henry IV... When King Henry fought a rebel army led by Harry Hotspur. The battle is notable as the first on English soil to have been decided by cannon fire, when the King's army famously met Hotspur's rebels in a field planted with peas. The battle was delayed due to confusion caused after Henry ordered his troops to shell them. Hidden away near here, the government has a top-secret intelligence listening station. Probably shouldn't broadcast that. It was there they discovered that Donald Trump's Twitter feed had been hacked by a 7-year-old when the standard of tweets suddenly improved. In 2011, they managed to identify where Osama bin Laden was hiding, as his compound had no telephone or internet connection. So, a BT broadband customer then. Abraham Darby built the first iron bridge in the world over the River Severn in 1781. So pleased were the locals, they renamed their town after it. Iron Bridge remains Shropshire's most popular tourist attraction, despite strong competition from the nearby town of Little Concrete Bus Shelter in the Dale. Iron Bridge is widely considered to be the birthplace of the British Industrial Revolution. James Wilkinson founded his steelworks there, originally manufacturing muskets and bayonets for the army, and then later making the vicar's machine gun, which must have livened up his sermons. The General Pharmaceutical Council is based in Shrewsbury, from where, according to their website, they deliver Level 2 knowledge and experience-based dispensing pharmacy assistant qualifications, as well as accredited distance learning courses equivalent to the top-level MVQ in pharmacy service skills, which also require applicants to be employed on a practical training course in a working pharmacy for a minimum period of a year. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is where they learn how to disappear for half an hour, counting 12 tablets into a little brown bottle. But they're not alone in disappearing from public view for extended periods. Let's meet the teams. Please welcome, on my left, Miles Jupp and Pippa Evans. And on my right, Timbrook Taylor and Stephen Fry. And taking his place on the scoring desk next to me, please welcome our resident tree trunk in Trunks, the Immaculate Sven. Well, we start this week with some new additions to the Uxbridge English Dictionary. A good dictionary is essential for learning the correct use of similar words. For example, many people don't understand the difference in meaning between the words chav and prole. Well, chav is a pejorative and demeaning term for a working class youth, whereas prole is what chavs are put on when they're released from prison. But the meanings of words are constantly changing, teams. So your suggestions, please, of any new definitions you may have spotted recently. Pippa, you can start.
Abstainer. One who applies tanning cream to their stomach.
Tim.
Disposition. Where I am right now. Exposition. Where I was just then.
Miles.
Herbicide. To scrap a Volkswagen Beetle.
Stephen.
Heedless. Scottish decapitation.
Jetty. A bit like a jet.
Marbling. Mother's jewellery.
Gestate. Recently had lunch.
Brouhaha. An amusing teapot.
Fleetingly. To run away with a prickly sensation.
Debate what you put on de hook to catch the fish.
Commandeer, a working-class woodland creature.
Biceps, to purchase porcini.
Baccarat, rodent that composed several hits in the 60s.
Artifact. Picasso painted 3,597 paintings.
Harmony. Cash paid to comedians.
Chilcot. Where a baby just relaxes.
Well, the next round, Censored Song, is all about the tricky subject of censorship. Censorship can take many forms, of course, from the government's redacted documents to Radio 4 Comedy's 11 a.m. Watershed. Many songs quite innocently cause inadvertent upset to the more sensitive listener. So, teams, I'd like you to perform censored versions of some much-loved classics, removing any smutty content with the aid of a buzzer. And piano accompaniment will be provided by Colin Sell. Incidentally, Colin tells us that at a recent recital, he received as many as 7 curtain calls, all from his dry cleaner saying, "Your curtains are ready." Tim and Stephen, you can start, and I'd like you to censor a short medley of offending song lyrics. So off you go, please.
Oh, I do like to beside the seaside. Oh, I do like to beside the sea. Oh, I do like to stroll along the prom, 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 where the brass bands play tiddly um, pom, pom. So just let me beside the seaside. I'll myself with glee. And there's lots of girls beside. I should like to be side beside the seaside, beside the sea. A, you're adorable. B, you're so beautiful. C, you're a...
Thank you, Tim and Stephen. Okay, your turn, Pippa and Miles. Would you please censor another selection of offending songs?
Maybe I didn't f*** you quite as often as I could have. Maybe I didn't you quite as good as I should have. If I made you feel second best, girl, I'm sorry I was blind. You were on my you were on my that's true, 'cause you me and baby I you. Babe,
I you babe, I you babe. I got flowers in the
I got you too, my ring. Put your little in my head. No, oh, we can't.
Babe.
Teams are going to do a spot of acting for us now in the round called Sound Charades. It's a variation of the old TV favourite Give Us a Clue, the show that featured Mime Master General Lionel Blair. Yay! Sprightly veteran Lionel still enjoys world travel and recently visited Egypt's Valley of the Kings. However, disaster struck after Lionel drifted off during a guided tour of Ramesses III's burial chamber and was stolen by tomb robbers. On a happier note, Lionel is now on permanent display at the British Museum. Tim and Stephen, you're to start, please, and your title will shortly be displayed to the audience via the laser display screen. And for listeners at home, here's the mystery voice.
Casualty. Casualty.
So off you go, please, Tim and Stephen.
So this is TV, isn't it?
TV, yes. One word.
Just the one.
Just the one.
It's your job to get it from what we do dramatically now.
Any other rules we need to know about before we commit?
It should all make itself pretty clear.
I've laid out the Royal Doulton porcelain service in the green drawing room, m'lady.
Oh, no need for that, James. We'll have it in mugs.
Mugs? Ooh, very well, m'lady. Shall I require cook to prepare a pot of Earl Grey or the Maserati?
I should think builder's best will suffice.
Ooh, very good, m'lady. I shall send Mabel up with a plate of cucumber sandwiches, Patum Peperium on toast fingers, Abernethy scones with clotted Cornish cream and strawberry preserve, and a platter of dainties.
No, 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 a small box of Kipling's and a packet of hobnobs. There'll be more than enough.
Oh, I see. Forgive me, m'lady. I assumed that this afternoon's gathering was to be a formal occasion.
Formal? Good gracious, no, quite the opposite.
He's looking excited, Miles.
I am suddenly excited. I could tell it was tea related because I recognised several of the tea brands, and then it's Casualty.
Yeah. Oh, it's worth it just for the look of excitement on your face when it was dawning on you. Okay, well, here's a final one being displayed for you, Miles and Pippa. And here once more is the mystery voice for listeners at home.
The Great Dictator. The Great Dictator.
So it's a film?
It's a film.
It's three words.
And it is a film old people watch. Excuse me?
Yes, madam?
The unusually shaped potato over there.
Yes, madam, but chance you mean the really rather enormous one?
Yes, it is huge. And, well, if you don't mind me saying, does it look like a penis to you?
It does indeed, madam. We even have a special name for it.
Well, I sure you do. Goodbye.
Thanks so much for coming.
Well, this is very interesting. How many words? Three words. A film.
And it's an old film.
Yes.
So, and it's potato features.
Big cock spud. That can't be right.
Why there was never a sequel to that, I can really understand.
I would have seen that, I know. I just,
Goodbye, Mr. Chips.
The word potato is obviously not it. It is. Sex, Lies, and the Potato Man is the only potato film I can think of. Murphy's King Edwards.
Imagine if you couldn't say the word potato very well.
Spud.
Tater. The Big Dictator.
The Great Dictator.
The Great Dictator.
You were so close, actually, yeah. when you said big cock spud.
I was thinking along the right lines.
You were, you really were. I thought you were playing with us.
Say what you hear. Say what you hear.
Well, it's now time to play the game called Mornington Crescent. First, I notice our in-tray is buckling under the weight of a letter. It comes from a Mrs. Trellis of North Wales. She writes, "Dear Jenny Agata, why don't you call them midwife? Yours sincerely, Mrs. Trellis." Okay, teams, this week we'll be playing the version of the game familiar to poker enthusiasts called Shropshire Hold'em. As you'd expect, flushes count double, plus straights have preference, and queens are wild. I'll be dealer, so we'll just shuffle the cards. There we are. Okay. Okay.
Oh, thank you.
Okay. So, Tim, you can start.
Queen's Way.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Hang on. Well, I can play Peckham Rye.
Peckham Rye, yes.
I can't really go. Can I have another card?
You can have another card, absolutely you can, yes.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to play Three of a Kind. I've got London Bridge, Putney Bridge, and Upminster Bridge. Mm.
Three of a kind. Well, that's good. It's worth knowing. I wonder what is actually. I don't know how much is in the pot actually now. That's All right, Tim.
I appear to have Mrs. Bun the Baker's Wife. Are you sure? I'm sure these are the right cards.
Obviously, you can't play that, and as a forfeit, you're required to lose an item of clothing, please, Tim.
Okay. That's a handkerchief out of my pocket.
Gosh, they hold a lot of water.
Okay. Can I twist now?
I'd rather you didn't.
It's me after Tim. Is Tim right there.
Are you putting your chips in, though, Mars?
Oh, yes, I am, yeah. Okay. That's very decent of you, thank you. Can I put down the Veil of Health?
Yes.
I think I can declare four of a kind then, because I can have Knightsbridge, Upminster Bridge, Putney Bridge and Queensgate, because you said queens are wild, yes?
Look, yes, that's right, yep. The queens are wild. Well done, Stephen. Right.
I'll play Black Horse Road and then I'll twist.
You're a twist?
Bollocks.
I began to flush, but that's only because of what she said.
But you are actually required to take off another item of clothing now. Yeah. So just...
Go on.
Rubber. I wasn't expecting that.
It's what you always ask for. So. Okay. Finchley Road.
Oh, no, sorry. Canada Water.
Canada Water?
Yeah, I could put that down on top of that, can I?
Yeah, you can do it. Yeah. That's good, yeah.
I can't do Old Compton Street because you said straights have preference. I'd have to do Kensington High Street.
Mornington Crescent.
Oh. Congratulations, Pippa. Well, the next round is all about reviews, both good and bad. A good review is something to be treasured, and after a recent performance of his one-man theatre show, Tim garnered this write-up. With material that strong, the audience knew they were in safe hands. And that was from the critic of Safety Curtain Monthly. In this round, teams, I shall present you each with a selection of genuine internet reviews, and your job is to correctly identify to what the review is referring. So, Tim, you can start. What is being reviewed here? They fly well until the feathers start dropping off.
Birds?
It was actually a review of goose feather shuttlecocks. Miles, this one's for you. Fast and accurate, but the result was a huge disappointment.
Is it a DIY paternity test?
You are actually right. It was a first response early result pregnancy test. Amazing, you actually got it right. Pippa, how about this? What is being reviewed here? Nicely made, but yet to see any interest from our stripy friends.
The new wing at Wandsworth.
In fact, it was an urban solitary bee house on Amazon. Oh. One for you, Stephen. What is this a review of? Not as arousing as the title would have you believe.
Is that Baden-Powell's Scouting for Boys?
In fact, the answer is the big book of lesbian horse stories.
Not far off.
Okay, Tim, how about this? What's being reviewed here? It leaks and led to a very unhappy mum.
A budget condom.
It's actually for a breast pump. Miles, how about this one? Great till the air runs out.
Grandparents?
It was inflatable sun lounger on Amazon. How about this one, Pippa? The look on people's faces when they come out of the loo is priceless.
Portaloo relocation service.
In fact, it was for non-tearing novelty toilet roll. Get on Amazon. How about this, Stephen? Disappointingly one-dimensional, but did come very quickly.
Yes, I'm sorry about that. We'll try again later.
It was a Boris Johnson cardboard mask. Well, look, here are one or two for any of you to have a go at. Comes with complimentary blindfold.
Top Gear DVD.
It's actually a faux foxtail butt plug. Not to be recommended. All right, what about this one? A good laugh during sex.
Penis wigs?
the answer was actually glow-in-the-dark condoms. Another reviewer writes, spot on for our Chernobyl role-play evening. How about this one? What's this a review for? Overpriced and underwhelming. They're mostly has-beens.
I'm sorry, I haven't a clue.
In fact, it was a review of Madame Tussauds as a TripAdvisor review. And this one, very effective. In 2 years, only one has managed to escape.
My anti-fart pants.
Well, you say that, Tim, but I'm sitting here. It was actually a review for Spider Catcher. And finally, does the job looks like a turd?
Anything from Ginsters? Actually, specifically the breakfast roll.
In fact, it's a review for a plastic turd. Another Amazon reviewer writes, item arrived loose in an envelope, so at first I thought it was a sick joke, until I remembered ordering it for the centrepiece of my wife's birthday cake. It's very nearly the end of the show, but there is just time to fit in a quick round entitled Funeral or Bedroom. Unorthodox funeral services are increasingly common these days, the most popular option being to have your ashes sent up in a rocket. And my next-door neighbour did exactly this for his old dad and says, if you're thinking of doing the same, there's actually very little local authority red tape involved. Just make sure you have an empty milk bottle handy and that he dies before bonfire night. Well, in this round, teams, I'd like you to come up with examples of phrases likely to be overheard both at a funeral and also in the bedroom. Maybe you should start, Miles.
Thank you, Vicar. That was wonderful.
Tim.
Do you think you should be videoing this?
Pippa.
Well, that was upsetting.
Stephen.
I'm sorry, I know I wasn't invited.
Will there be sandwiches after?
Too soon. Too soon.
Well, he lasted longer than we thought he would.
He touched all of us in so many different ways.
Your dad's probably looking down on us right now.
So good of you to come.
Your brother would have enjoyed this.
Four men from the regiment are going to shoot over him as he goes down.
So, ladies and gentlemen, as the terrible toupee of time is adjusted by the Michael Fabricant of fate before slipping from the polished pate of posterity, I notice it's the end of the show. And so, from the teams, Sven, myself and our audience here in Shrewsbury, it's goodbye. Goodbye.
Tim Brooke-Taylor, Miles Jupp, Pippa Evans and Stephen Fry were being given silly things to do by Jack D, with Colin Sell setting some of them to music. The programme consultants were Ian Pattinson and Fraser Steele, and the producer was John Naismith.